弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
啊，我想 Aaron 如果准我们多一点时间的话，恐怕我们还想 hug 更多的人啊。
If Aaron permitted a little more time, I think there are more people we want to hug this morning.
我想我们刚才唱这首诗歌，我们里面真的是有一个荣耀的盼望。
And as we concluded on this last song, I think there is a glorious hope that is rising within us.
我们被提醒，我们在这个世界上不过是客旅。
And we are reminded that we are but sojourners in this world.
在这个地上我们是暂时经过这个地上。
And that we are only temporarily going through this world.
我们那天都要去见主。
And there's a day that will come that we're going to go and see the Lord.
我们要在永世里面永远的跟他同在。
That in eternity we will forever be with him.
那今天在地上他也没有丢弃我们。
But today while we are on earth, we are not forsaken.
他把他复活的生命赐给了我们。
He's given us the resurrected life.
所以今天我们在地上虽然在苦难在艰难中经过。
So today while we're still walking in tribulation and difficulties.
但是我们每一天都可以来经历到他的信实、他的爱、他的同在。
But every single day we can come and experience of his faithfulness, his presence, and his love.
啊，很快，今年已经到了六月了哈。
Very, very quickly, we're in the month of June already.
暑假马上就来了，我知道很多人。经过疫情以后想回家看看或是出去度假。
And I know the summer is right at the threshold, and we all want to take the time to go back to maybe visit families or have some time of vacation.
我们出门前都应该为着我们的出外祷告。
And I want to encourage everybody before we depart, we ought to pray for ourselves.
也求神给我们一个很平安、很健康，同时也充满主同在的行程啊。
That we would go in peace, we would be in health, and also we would have the presence of the Lord.
听说在亚洲、中国、台湾很多地方，这个疫情又有东山再起的情形。
We hear that in Asia, the pandemic is rising again.
在第一次前一波来的时候
，and the very first time when that first wave came，
大家心里没有准备，突然一下子面对一个这么大又这么长时间的一个 pandemic。
And I think none of us were prepared or expecting anything, so we didn't know that how long this pandemic was going to last.
一直有回音是吧？那在第一次的疫情里面，我们曾经跟弟兄姊妹一再提醒一件事啊。
And then when we were going through that first pandemic, we reminded one another often.
疫情虽然给我们带来问题，但是疫情更重要的是显明了我们已经有的问题。
Yes, it did bring about difficulties and troubles, but it revealed to the issues that we already have.
而神显明我们的问题是为了要纠正，为了要医治我们。
But the reason why the Lord reveals those issues is because He wants to correct, He wants to heal us.
所以很快三年多过去了。
So very quickly we see 3 years has gone by.
那如果疫情再来一回。
And if the pandemic comes again,
是非常可能的。
It's very, very likely.
甚至可能会更严重的，有第二波，有第三波，有第四波。
And maybe it would be more severe, the second and the third and the fourth wave.
那我们要问说，我们预备好了迎接下一波吗？
And we need to ask ourselves, have I been made ready to, deal with the next wave?
到底在第一波疫情里面显明出我们个人也好，家庭也好。教会也好，我们的问题，那到底我们有没有去面对它
？Our very first encounter did it reveal the issues, the difficult or the problems that we have personally, our family, and our church as a whole？
到底我们生命有没有真实的成长？我们跟神之间的关系有不一样，有突破
？Have our lives truly grown? Have we really experienced a breakthrough? Our relationship with the Lord is now different.
不然第二波来的时候，我们可能又有很多人被打倒。
And so if we have not, then the second wave as it comes, many of us may fall once again.
真的求主帮助我们，好，我们一起来。
So we ask the Lord, Lord, please be our help. We help one another. We do it together.
今天要继续讲今天 combine 的题目。
We'll continue with our theme for our combined doing our combined.
讲到神是我们视为的火城，然后又做其中的荣耀。
We want to speak of God being the walls of fire around us, and He's the glory within.
在我讲之前，我花一两分钟复习我上一个月讲的成为一个现代充满的家，不晓得大家还记不记得
？I want to take a few moments to refresh upon the last time we were all together. The message concerning that be a house that is full of, whose quiver is full of arrows.
那时候我放了一个图给大家看啊。
And I put an illustration in front of everyone.
这是在英国爱丁堡，整个城市到处你都会看到的一个。一句话。
In Scotland, the city of Edinburgh, you will see this phrase that is placarded everywhere in the city.
你在旅馆，你在城堡，你在政府，在 souvenir， 在很多东西上面，你都会看到这一句话。
Whether it be the castle and the bridge, whatever a structure, even souvenirs, you would see this particular phrase.
这句话是从诗篇127篇第一节出来的。
It came out of Psalm 127, verse 1.
在那边说到，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
It says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
所以他们弄了这一句拉丁话在那里提醒我们，没有主的话，全都是徒劳。Without the Lord, frustration.
And so with these Latin words, nisi dominus frustra, it means that without the Lord, everything is frustration.
这句话我们都喜欢，但是这句话是用来讲到家的建造，讲到教会的建造。
But we all love these words, but it specifically speaks of the building up of the family of the household.
讲到我们在建造家的时候，在建造教会的时候，我们需要依靠那位主，他是我们的看守者，他是我们的建造者。
When you're building up that house, when you're building up the church of God, you need to recognize that He is the builder, He is the watchman.
所以每一个家都需要 watchman, 每一个家都需要 builder.
So every house needs a watchman, every house needs a builder.
教会更是这样。
Even more so for the church of God.
为什么需要 builder, 要有建造者？
Why is it that we need builders?
因为建材丢在地上，它不会变成房子。
Because we all know when the materials are laid down on the floor, it will not automatically be erected, be a structure.
它需要有蓝图，它需要有工头，它需要去建造。
It needs to have a blueprint. It needs to have a foreman. It needs to have a construction.
同样的，为什么需要看守？
Similarly, why do we need to keep watch?
因为有仇敌来破坏。
Because the enemy desires to destroy it.
所以上一次于师母在家庭主题里面提到，我们今生的关系都是暂时的。
Pastor Nancy was sharing during the family months that all of our relationships in this world right now are temporal.
神给我们家人的关系，感谢神。
And the relationship that God has given us through our families, we thank Him for that.
神给我们同事、朋友、弟兄姊妹的关系，我们感谢神。
God has given us colleagues, friends, and brothers and sisters. We thank the Lord for that.
但是所有今生的关系都是暂时的。
But every relationship that we have in this world, they are temporal.
只有在基督里的关系是存到永远的。
Only the relationships that are in Christ endures forever.
所以我们跟孩子之间的关系不能只有父母跟孩子。
And so our relationship with our children, we cannot simply reside on that relationship.
必须有基督在其中。
Christ must be in the middle of that relationship.
夫妻之间也不能只有夫妻之间的关系。
Between husband and wife, it cannot just be the two of you.
弟兄姊妹之间也不能够只有我们一起聚会、一起侍奉的关系。
And brothers and sisters, we cannot simply just have the relationship where we are gathered together, we serve together.
这个关系必须在基督里。
Every one of these relationships must be in Christ.
所以上一次讲到里面用了一句话，用今生换永恒。
And so the words were said that we would exchange eternity, exchange the temporal for eternity.
我们珍惜神给我们所有今生的关系。
And that we treasure every relationship that the Lord has given us today.
但是我们借着这个今生的关系来得着永恒。
But through every one of these relationships, we want to lay hold of eternity.
所以神说那人独居不好，造一个配偶帮助他。
And so the Lord says it's not good that the man would be alone, that I would create for him a helper.
不是绑住他。
It's not to hold him down.
这是我们中文比英文好的地方。
Some expressions in Chinese are more expressive than in English.
我们要怎么样子成为跟我一切有关系的人的一个祝福，而不是借着成为他们的捆绑，或者他们成为我们的捆绑。
How do I become a blessing with all the relationships, the people that I have, instead of that me being a bondage to them or them to me?
所以我今天继续要讲这个题目。
So I want to continue on this topic.
我们一起先来读今天的这段经文的出处。
Let's come and read the scripture for this message today.
撒加利亚书第二章第四节到第五节。
Zechariah chapter 2 verses 4 through 5.
我们中文读一遍，英文读一遍啊。耶路撒冷必有人居住，好像无城墙的乡村，因为人民和牲畜甚多。耶和华说，我要做耶路撒冷视为的火城，并要做其中的荣耀。英文。
Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
我知道你们都很会读书，好，现在不准看。
And so I know you guys are all excellent students.
这节经文至少讲了三件重要的事情。
It speaks of at least three very important things.
第一件事情。
Number one.
什么？他说耶路撒冷必有人居住。
That said, Jerusalem will be inhabited.
而且人民牲畜甚多。
And because and there's a multitude of men and livestock.
现代的人财产多少都是根据银行有几个 number.
And our wealth is measured by the number of zeros behind our account.
在他们那个时代，人有没有祝福，都是用人多人少、牲畜的多寡来表达。
In those times, whether a person is being blessed or their wealth, how wealthy they are, is determined by the quantity of livestock and the amount of people.
人民寥寥无几，牲畜没有几只，都表示贫穷。
When there is but a few people in the household with this few livestock in the house, it means that they are impoverished.
表示没有祝福。
They do not have a blessing.
第二件事情他提告诉我们。
And the second thing it tells us.
他说耶和华说我要做耶路撒冷视为的火城。
And the Lord said, I will be the wall of fire all around.
讲到保护。
Speaks of a protection.
第三个讲到我要做其中的荣耀。
And thirdly, it says, I will be the glory within.
讲到它的内涵，它的价值。
It speaks of its content, what is within the city.
那么到了撒迦利亚书第八章的时候，他甚至说，我要回到锡安，我要住在其中。
In Zechariah chapter 8, the Lord says, I will return back unto Zion, I will dwell within.
所以这一般的居民，没有地方可以容纳他们，多得不得了。
So this group of people, there is not a place that can hold them because they're so numerous.
所以神要做他们的火城。
And then so because of that, God will be a fire wall about them.
然后神自己住在其中，成为其中的荣耀。
And then God says, I will dwell in the midst of them and be their glory.
所以有三个关键的事情大家记得，你等一下如果进入安息的话，这三个字要背起来。
These are the three things that we need to remember. If you happen to nod and fall off to sleep, you got to remember these three things.
祝福、保护、荣耀。
Blessing, protection, and glory.
一起来讲一遍，好吧
？Let's say it together.
祝福、
blessings,
保护、
protection,
荣耀、
and glory.
你要睡就睡吧。
Okay, so if you need to take a rest, you can take a rest now.
那这一段经文的背景
，and the background behind these verses
是神的百姓因为得罪神，王国被掳到巴比伦。
It is because the people of God, because they offended the Lord God, and they lost their nation, and they were taken into captivity.
70年之后，有一班特别爱主的人。
After 70 years, there's a group of people that love the Lord.
他们不甘愿留在巴比伦这个世界，繁华的世界，舒适的生活里面。
They no longer wanted to live in Babylon, this place of comfort, this place of opulence.
他们为着神的需要，为着神家的见证，他们从巴比伦回来了。
And for the need of the Lord and the testimony of the Lord, they returned from Babylon.
他们恢复了祭坛。
And they restored the altar.
他们建造了圣殿的根基。
And they began to lay the foundation for the temple.
然后难处开始出现了。
And then right after that, difficulties began to rise.
仇敌恐吓他们，逼迫他们，然后弟兄姊妹周围的人都软弱了。
And the enemy began to taunt them, to tease them, so everybody became just weak.
大家都流行说建殿的时候还没有到。
And so everybody began to say to one another, maybe it's not the time for
the building of the temple. 所以他们任凭神的殿荒凉。
And so the temple of the Lord fell into a place of destitute.
但是更糟糕的一件事情。
But more tragically,
就是他们失去了神的祝福。
It's that they lost the blessings of the Lord.
天不再降甘露，地不再出土产。神说是因为你们的缘故。
The heaven no longer gives us dew, and the ground no longer gives forth its produce, and the Lord said, this is because of you.
所以隔了十五年之后，
so after 15 years has gone by,
神呼召了哈该和撒迦利亚，就是这卷书的作者。
The Lord called out to Haggai and Zechariah, who's the author of this particular book,
起来说出安慰和应许的话。
To come and speak forth the word of God, comfort and the words of promise.
为了鼓舞这一班已经灰心、已经冷淡、退后、几乎放弃的一般百姓。
To encourage this group of people who seems to have given up.
所以当撒迦利亚讲这句话的时候
，So when Zechariah spoke these words,
他们刚刚经过了这么长时间的失望、灰心、冷淡、 甚至没有祝福的日子。
You need to realize they've gone through a prolonged period of hopelessness, a point where they are cold, and a place where they felt that there was no blessings of God.
而且圣殿还没有盖起来。
And the temple of the Lord has not yet been finished.
但是神借着年轻的撒迦利亚，撒迦利亚这时候非常年轻哈。
At this particular time, Zechariah was relatively young.
起来说安慰的话。
And the Lord caused him to rise up to speak words of comfort.
这就是我们刚才读的这段圣经。耶和华说，耶路撒冷必有人居住，好像无城墙的乡村，因为人民牲畜甚多。然后耶和华说，我要做示威的火城，必其中的荣耀。
And so the Lord promised that Jerusalem shall be inhabited as a town without walls because of the multitude of men and livestock in it. And then the Lord says that I will be the wall of fire about them.
我不晓得今天我们在做或者正在听这个信息的，到底有多少人是不是正好落在很多的失败、软弱、灰心、冷淡的里面。
I don't know how many of you who are sitting here or listening online, you find that yourself is in this state of being cold and a state of hopelessness.
这一般人是非常爱主的人。
You need to realize this group of people, they really love the Lord.
他们曾经付了大的代价，他们撇下了很多，就是为了恢复神的见证。
And they paid a heavy price for the sake of restoring the testimony of the Lord. They let all those things go.
但是他们一样落在灰心，落在冷淡，落在妥协。落在已经在这各样的软弱中。
And but they also fell into despair. They fell into compromise. They fell into their own weakness.
所以神借着哈该，我上次已经讲过了。今天讲借着哈该和撒迦利亚起来说安慰的话。
And so the Lord causes Haggai and Zechariah to cause these two men to rise up to say words of comfort.
所以他们立刻起来。
So they rose up.
然后短短的四年里面，把整个圣殿盖起来。
So within the next 4 years, they build up the temple of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，所罗门盖圣殿都花了十几年。
And Solomon spent more than 10 years to build the temple.
所罗门什么材料都有，他又有权柄，又有资源。而且他是整个以色列国最强盛的时候，他都花这么多功夫盖起来。
And Solomon, he is the head of the nation. He has all the resources and he has all the abilities. And it took him more than 10 years to build the temple.
这班少数的所谓的余民，圣经上叫做 remnant， 是余剩下的人。
And these small group of people, they're called the remnant.
神应许他们要。大大的祝福他们。
But God promised that you will be greatly blessed.
神祝福应许他们，神要亲自成为他们的保护。
And the Lord says, I will be your protection.
神应许他们，神要做其中的荣耀。
And God promised that I will be the glory within you.
祝福、保护、荣耀。
Blessing, protection, and glory.
在我们继续讲下去以前，第三件要提醒大家的。
And before we continue, the third thing that I want to remind everyone.
当这里讲到城的时候，示威的火城。
When it speaks of the city or with the walls of fire,
它讲到了一个范围，也讲到了一个境界。
It talks about a boundary and it talks about a particular realm.
要有份于神的祝福，有份于神的保护，有份于神的荣耀，你必须在这个城里面。
To be a part of God's blessing, God's protection, and God's glory, you must be within the bounds of the city.
你不能出到外面被仇敌掳掠，被猛兽充斥，被什么伤害以后，你说神你在哪里
？You cannot go outside of the boundary that God has established.And while you're under the harm of the enemy, and then you cry out, God, where have you been?
这是我们常有的情形。我们常常说，神你在哪里？为什么 ？Why me?
And we experience this very often. And we oftentimes cry out to the Lord, Lord, where are you? Why me?
但是这一段圣经提醒我们，你必须先确定你在什么地方。
But the Scripture tells us, reminds us, it's very, very important that we know where we are.
因为神给我们划定了一个范围，我们从新约里面知道是在基督里。
Because God has defined this boundary of know is called in Christ.
所有的喜乐、平安、得胜、能力、荣耀、圣洁、信心，都在这个范围里面。
Every joy, every peace, every love, every faith, every hope, it is within the boundary of Christ.
所以腓立比书一再讲说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。英文都说 in the Lord， 在他里面。
The Scripture tells us rejoice always in the Lord.
因为喜乐不是挤出来的，不是追求来的。
Because joy is not something that you can squeeze out of yourself. It's not something that you can pursue after.
喜乐是个生命，是个境界。当我们在基督里的时候，就有喜乐，就有平安。
Joy is a life. Joy is where you reside. If you are in Christ, you will have joy.
同样，我们都羡慕圣洁，我们羡慕得胜。我们羡慕智慧，我们羡慕很多属灵的。
We desire holiness, we desire wisdom, we desire being sanctified, we desire a lot of these things.
都在基督里。
You need to recognize they are all in Christ.
好，我们现在接着来看第一个，讲到神说他要赐福我们。
And foremost, we're going to come and see how God will be our blessing.
他的祝福无可限量。
His blessings are without measure.
那这个祝福，今天人都在追求祝福。
And I know every single one of us in this world, we are pursuing blessing.
对不对？我们常常祝你一生幸福。
And oftentimes we would say, well, we bless you with a.
这个社会学者研究幸福指数 the index of 这个幸福的 index 看你高还是低
the index of a blessed life whether it's high or whether it's low
我们在这个地上我相信没有一个人不可慕得到更多的祝福
I believe that there's not a single person in this world that would not covet or desire more blessings
当然我刚才已经讲过神所有的祝福都在基督里
And I said to everyone before that all of God's blessings are in Christ.
神已经一次完全而且永远的都给了我们。
God once and for all has given us everything in Christ.
天上各样属灵的福气，神本性一切的丰盛，还有在基督里最深的平安和满足，都是在基督里给了我们。
All the blessings in heaven, all the fullness of Christ, all the fullness of God, all of the peace and joy that is in Christ.Has been given to us in Christ.
但是我们在这个地上拼命离开主，要去追求这个、追求那个幸福，你就发现很辛苦。
But you discover, oftentimes we get outside of the Christ to begin to pursue after these things, and we discover it's very hard.
这是我们人的本性，我们都需要被接纳、被肯定、被爱、被关心。
This is our human nature. We want to be accepted. We want to be cared for. We want to be loved.
有一个小故事讲到书，有一个。很有名的一个作家，他有一次经过马路的时候
，And there's a story of a very famous author in Russia as he walking along the street.
我不晓得是不是索尔林斯呢，反正那个故事讲到他，说有个乞丐跟他要钱
，And so there was a beggar that asked for alms from him.
他就全身摸来摸去，我们现在也很少带 cash 哈，我有时候也是全身摸不到钱。
And he searched all over his pockets and.He didn't find anything. Just like nowadays, we probably not too many people use cash nowadays.
他就很亏欠的拍拍这个乞丐，他说：“兄弟啊，我今天没带钱，抱歉。
”And he patted him on the shoulder and said, "Brother, I'm sorry. I don't have any money on me today."
哇，那个乞丐抬起头来，眼睛几乎带着眼泪说：“这一辈子从来没有人这样子叫过我。
”And and the beggar says, "My entire life."No one ever addressed me this man.
没有人叫过他 my brother.
No one has ever called me my brother.
20年前以前，我有一次碰到一个青少年，刚过青少年，我看到他很高兴，拍拍他，这样子搂他一下。
At 20 some years ago, there was a young man that I've known that I haven't seen him for a while. I patted him on the shoulder and I gave him a hug.
他看着我。
He begins to look at me in
the. 我的爸爸从来没这样对过。
He looked at me in a daze. He says, "My father has never done this."
弟兄姊妹，这个世界人很。我们都缺乏爱，我们需要被接纳，我们需要得安慰，我们甚至宁可没有物质的享受，我们需要得到祝福。
And we all desire love, we all desire comfort, even if we do not have the physical blessings, but we desire these things.
但是我们刚才讲过了，神把他最上好的祝福、最完全的祝福、长久的祝福都在基督里给了我们。
But we already said that God has already given.His everlasting, eternal, the very best gifts to us in Christ.
那个诗篇二十三篇第五节到第六节，我们很熟哈。他说：“你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。”
And Psalm 23 is we know this very very well. It says that you anointed my head with oil; my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
那个人民收牲畜收成，都是神祝福的，在旧约的一个表号。
And the multitude of people, the number of livestock and their harvest, the bountiful of their harvest speaks of the blessings of the Lord.
弄膏我们也是神特别的一个祝福。
And when we've been anointed, it is also a blessing of the Lord.
神用他用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
It's anointed my head with oil that my cup runs over.
我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
用什么？你看这么简单的一句话。
Brothers, such simple words.
你看他提到神 从神来的祝福，他用油膏我的头。
And this is a blessing that came from God. With oil, God has anointed my head.
他要亲自祝福我们。
He himself will be my blessing. He will bless over me.
然后这个祝福是福杯满溢，不是一点点。
And this blessing is to the point where your cup overruns. It's not just a little bit.
所以以弗所书一章八节说，神要把他的祝福给我们的时候，他是用诸般智慧聪明要充充足足的给我们。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 8 it tells that God uses all manner of wisdom to lavish over us his blessings.
哥林多前书二章九节也说到，他给我们预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心未曾想到。
First Corinthians tells us that the blessing or the gift that God has for us are the things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and mind has never conceived.
所以第二件事情讲到他给的祝福是满满的祝福。
So secondly, we see that when God blessed,He blessed us in a very abundant way.
第三个，我一生一世，说到这个祝福是一生的。
Thirdly, it says that all the days of my life, this blessing endures forever.
而且这个恩惠慈爱随着我，不管你到哪里去，神的同在，神的祝福随着我们。
His goodness and his mercy, they're gonna follow me. No matter where you go, it's gonna follow you.
你告诉我地上有哪一个祝福有这刚才讲的这四个特点？
Can you tell me any such blessing that is from this world that has these characteristics?
我们为什么会不满足？
Why are we not satisfied?
因为我们没有得到我们想要的。
Because we have not yet laid hold of what we wanted.
所以当我们在主以外要去追求满足的时候，我们里面永远就是空，永远就是不满足。
When we try to seek satisfaction outside of the Lord, we will forever encounter emptiness.
所以大卫能够说，我的好处不在你以外。
So David says, and he proclaims, My goodness is not apart from you, O Lord.
历史历代所有爱主的人都能够说，主啊，有你够了。
Throughout every generation, every Christian can proclaim and said, Lord, when I have you, I have enough.
所以我们向神所求的常常都是限制于我自己的价值观，我自己的需要。
And oftentimes what we ask of the Lord is based on our own value system, what we think we need.
我三十多年前跟于师母住在一个弟兄家里面。
30-some years ago, Pastor Nancy and I, we were living in a particular brother sister's house.
那边一个小男孩很可爱，大概才三岁多，快四岁。
They had a little boy that was really, really cute. He was only about 3 or 4 years old.
他过两天要生日啊。
And in a few days, it was going to be his birthday.
我记得那天我们坐在餐桌上，他爸爸问他说：“你要什么？”
And I remember that night we were all sitting at the dinner table, and the dad asked the little boy, "What is it that you want?"
他说 ：“I want a cake. 要一个蛋糕。”
I want a cake.
他爸爸说多大
？And the daddy says, "How big of a cake?"
他说这样子。
He said, "Maybe this big."
他爸爸说没问题。
Dad says, "No problem."
他说 How about 这样子
？Or how about like this?
他说没问题。
Dad says, "No problem."
他说这样子。
Or how about like this?
没问题，我没想到。他也说没问题，爸爸也说没问题。
Dad says, "No problem."
我没想到这个小孩子躺到地上 ，How about this?
And the
他认为最大的就是他的身长。
What about the length of my body?
就是我们向神要的祝福，就受到我们对神的认识跟我们自己。狭隘的观念所限制。
And you, from this story, you see the illustration. Oftentimes, what we desire of the Lord, what we ask of the Lord, is limited by our understanding of what He can give.
神为我们预备的是超过我们所求所想的。
What God has prepared for us is beyond what we have ever imagined.
而这一切是在基督里面让我们得着它。
And know that all of these things we are to lay hold of them in Christ.
所以这个。圣经上讲的清清楚楚，耶稣说他赐给我们的活水是只永流到永生，而且喝这个水永远不渴。
And Jesus says that the water that He gives is, will last until eternity, forever. And those who drink of this water will never thirst.
但是耶利米书第二章却说到百姓们做了两件恶事，而且是很愚昧的事。
And Jeremiah chapter 2 tells us that the people of God has done two very foolish things.
一个是离弃了这个活水的泉源。
One, they have departed from the source, from the fountain.
第二个是为自己凿出那个破裂不能存水的池子。
And they look for themselves a cistern that is broken that cannot hold water.
我们家有游泳池，我是为它痛苦的不得了哈，因为地会 settle.
My house has a pool and I
地层会移动。
The pool cracks and because the ground is moving.
所以常常水就会往下降。
So oftentimes when I go outside and look, the water is decreasing.
前几年。干旱的时候真的心疼，因为每降一寸都是钱。
So a few years back, you know, we're on a drought. Every time it loses an inch, that means money is.
然后是浪费，让那么多缺水的人拿不到水。
And then all those people who are in need of water, they don't have water.
所以我们想尽办法去 patch 它，过一阵子又来 patch 它又来。 漏洞不要多，只要有漏洞，再多的祝福都会漏掉。
So we keep finding ways to fix the pool. You need to realize this. It doesn't need to have a lot of cracks. As long as there's one, it is enough.
多少时候神在聚会里面对我们说话？多少时候我们遇见神，我们满得祝福，但是破口漏洞太多，把祝福漏掉了。
So often we encounter the Lord. The Lord speaks us when we get together. We have the blessings of the Lord, but because there are leaks, there are cracks in our lives.
更不要说我们离弃的活水的泉源，为自己凿出一个。破裂不能蓄水的池子。
Not to say that we have departed from the fountain of all blessings, but we look for a cistern that cannot hold water, and it is broken.
求神帮助我们哈。
May the Lord help us.
到底用什么取代了神？取代了神给我们的祝福，我们自己应该要找出来。
We need to come and diligently seek and find out what is it that we seek blessings from that has replaced God.
到底我用什么替代的神，让我的愁苦加增呢？
What has replaced God that my sorrow now is increasing?
要 identify the problem, 要找到问题。
We need to identify what the problems are.
你的问题，我的问题，个人都不一样的。
Your issues and my issue, our problems may not be the same.
所以我不会告诉你怎么做，是你自己要去面对主。
I cannot tell you specifically what you need to do, but you need to face the Lord.
第二个，神是我们的保护。
Secondly, Jesus says that the Lord is our protection.
他的保护无人能比。
His protection cannot be compared with any other.
你看上个周末我跟于师母到纽约去，我没有看新闻，回来才发现一个长周末，美国发生了20起gunshot枪击案。
We said that one weekend, we were serving in New York, over 20 some odd people died of gunshot wounds.
然后有大概80个人受伤。
About 80 some people have been wounded because of gun violence.
这个世界是非常没有安全感的一个世界。
This is a world, this is a time, this is a place where the sense of security is not there anymore.
它可以发生在超市，它可以发生在银行，它可以发生在学校，它可以发生在教会。
It could happen in the supermarket, it could happen in the church, it could happen at the schoolyards.
我们没有一个人知道我会被碰上。
And not a single one of us can say that we will never encounter them.
你们知道 David 在银行最后一天上班的时候就被抢匪来了。
Did you know that David on his last day of work at a bank, there was a robber that showed up?
感谢主，他活着。
Thank God he's still sitting here today.
你真的不知道会有什么事情发生。
We really don't know what we're going to encounter.
你连坐个火车都可能出事，对不对
？And even sitting on a train nowadays, you can get an accident.
你看6月2号，印度火车3个火车撞在一起。将近300个人死掉了。
And June 2nd, this tragic event of a train accident in India, more than 300 some odd people passed away.
有1000多个人受伤。
Over 1,000 people have gotten hurt.
断手断脚的一大堆。
Arms, limbs were severed all over the place.
所以我们没有人知道明天将如何。
Friends, so we do not know what tomorrow holds.
我们不知道我们自己跟我们所爱的妻子、孩子下一步会碰到什么。
We do not know ourselves, our spouse, our children, those whom we love.
我也没想到于师母那天。会突然轻微中风。
And I did not know that on that particular day that Pastor Nancy would have a light stroke.
他可以更严重。
It could have been more severe.
我们最近就连最近不久前都听到20多岁的人说走就走。
And just recently we hear of news that those who are in their 20s, they just passed.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要被保护。
Brothers and sisters, we need security. We need protection.
但是我们有办法保护自己吗？
But do we have the ability to protect ourselves?
你买了很多的锁，很多的栏杆，你买了很多的保险，但是能保证自己平安吗？
You buy all these locks, you buy all these gates, you buy all these insurances. Can you protect yourself?
我们外面有看得见的难处跟危险。
We have dangers that are visible that we can see.
这个世界会越来越多。
This world, I will tell you, you will see more and more of it.
但是还有一个更看不见的危险。
But there is a danger that we do not see.
那是属灵境界里面的所谓的属灵征战。
It is a spiritual warfare that is happening in the spiritual realm.
我们在新人门训的时候特别说到属灵征战至少3个重要的特点。
We said there are three important characteristics that we need to know concerning spiritual battles.
还记得吗？
Do you remember what they are?
第一个，全面性。
Number one is holistic.
无人可以幸免的。
And no one is devoid of it.
因为整个世界伏在恶者的手下。
Because the entire world is under the sway of the wicked one.
第二个，它的严肃性。
Secondly, the seriousness of it.
因为盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Because the thief has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
在你看不见的境界里面，仇敌到处游行，寻找可以吞吃的。
And the realm that you do not see with your physical eyes, the enemy walks about to see whom he may swallow up.
去年我们回台湾的时候，我们大学同学拿照片给我们看，他家后院跑出来很多猴子啊。
When we went back to Taiwan to visit, we had a college friend who showed us a picture that he took of monkeys that came to his backyard.
吃掉他们的水果哈。
They came and they ate the fruit on the fruit trees.
没想到我们这边还有更严重的。
And here in the States, we have more serious problems.
王正弟兄大概十天前寄给我，他们家后院有三只狐狸。
Brother Wang Zhen said that a few days ago he sent us a picture that there were foxes.
Foxes, 大一点的带着两只小的。
There was one big one that brought two little ones.
没有想到再过几天，国豪又寄了照片给我，他家后院发现的蛇。
And then Brother Robin, and a few days later, sent a picture of a snake in their backyard.
还好神差老鹰帮他把蛇咬死了。
And then God sent for the hawk that came and ate the snake.
佛罗里达州每次碰到大雨的时候，沼泽区他们都要铁栏杆把院子包起来，不然鳄鱼都会游进来。
And in Florida, when it's the tide rising season, they actually need to put gates around their dwellings so otherwise alligators would come in.
如果你家有小孩子的话，多危险！他不知道进到后院就给鳄鱼给吃了。
And if you have children running in the backyard, it is a very dangerous situation.
那我现在告诉你，这些都还是看得见的。
And brothers, just what I've just told you are the things that you can see with your eyes.
他说：“你们的仇敌魔鬼。”
But it says your enemy, Satan.
有没有人不怕魔鬼？
Anybody not afraid of him?
不要告诉我你不怕魔鬼。
Don't tell me that you're not afraid of him.
你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子。
He is like a roaring lion.
遍地游行。
He is searching throughout the earth.
寻找可以吞吃的。
To look and to find whom he may swallow.
我们需要保护，被放在这个境界里。
So we need protection. We need to be put in the pavilion of God.
所以神的祝福大到一个地步，没有城墙可以限制它。
And it says that the blessings of the Lord is so immense to the extent that no walls can contain it.
但是他是用自己做火城来保护我们。
But the Lord says that I will be a wall of fire that surrounds you.
你可以用火城来形容神给我们的保护。
You can use this fire as a wall to describe God's protection.
你可以用耶稣的宝血在我们四围划定界限，是仇敌进不来的。
You can also understand that the blood of Christ is defined the boundaries in our life that the enemy cannot cross.
世人说你是我的山寨，是我的磐石。
People will say that you are my shelter, my rock, my fortress, my rock.
神是我们的保护。
God is our protection.
我刚才讲到没有城墙，我需要插出去讲一句话。
And we talk about the city without walls. I do want to splinter off a little bit and speak on this particular issue.
可能你们在网络上文章也好，信息也好，会听到要让教会成为一个没有城墙的教会。
And oftentimes maybe you'll see or come across articles that says that within the church we need to be a place that is without walls.
或是有的人很 proud of 说我们教会是没有城墙的教会。
And some people will say that our church is a church without walls.
那我们讲这个话，听这个话的时候都要小心。
When we hear these words, we need to be careful.
如果重在说神儿女们之间的接纳、相爱，在基督里相交，我们不要有那么多。这个宗派之分，这个各种的间隔，这是对的。
If the understanding is the focus of our relationship with one another, our fellowship with one another, that we shouldn't have separation, we shouldn't have these walls, then that is correct.
但是家庭教会决定要有城墙。
But I want to say that every single family, every single church, it needs to have walls.
没有城墙、没有界限的家，是仇敌可以自由进出的家。
If a family without fences, a family without walls, the enemy can come in and out anytime.
没有城墙的教会是异端，仇敌可以随便进出的。
A church without walls, without protection, heresy can come in and out with the enemy.
所以我们在这里讲说我们没有城墙，没有城墙，你要小心。
When we say we have no walls, we have no walls, be careful.
我们一定要有城墙。
We need to have walls.
我们要给我们的孩子有城墙。
We need to have walls for our children.
他们需要被保护。
They need to be protected.
所以在这里讲到保护，真实的保护必须是从神来。
And we need to see that true protection must come from the Lord.
因为神说我要做耶路撒冷四围的火城。
Because God says I will be the walls of fire around you.
我底下只是列了两节经文做一个辅助的经文，就是。
And I listed a couple of scriptures as aid for one another.
你看刚才那个做城墙四围火城，我画的不错吧？
This is my illustration. Is it pretty good? Walls of fire around the city.
我找不到一个合适的，就自己。
I couldn't find one, so I designed one myself.
它保护了里面的居民。
And it protected the citizens within that city.
但是绝对烧不死里面的居民，你不要怕。
But it will not burn and consume the occupants within.
这圣经只是比喻性的说法，神要亲自保护我们。
And it is figuratively speaking that the Lord Himself will be our protection.
Okay, 我们看下一章。
Let's look at the next slide.
在这里说到诗篇二十三篇说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Psalm 23 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil."
这些关键字都请你们注意。他说我虽然行过，表示他经历死荫幽谷的经历。
You need to pay attention to these words. It says, "Though I walk through," meaning he has gone through it.
大卫的这一生不知道经过多少死荫幽谷的经历。
David in his life, you can't count the number of times he walked through these valleys.
但是他告诉我们，经过死荫的幽谷不被遭害的原因，他说因为。
He tells us the reason why he is no harm or no fear.
底下因为他一口气讲了三个。
He said because for.
因为你与我同在。
For you are with me.
因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
For your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
而且在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
And you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy.
这是大卫每一次经过仇敌攻击，甚至进入死荫幽谷以后，他的经历。
And this is what David has experienced every time he was under attack, every time he walks through the valley of shadow and death.
他经历了神特别的同在。
He's experienced a special presence of God.
我常常说，旷野的经历是我们需要的。
I oftentimes say that the wilderness experience is what we all need.
旷野的经历我们都不喜欢。
None of us like it.
大而可畏。
This is big and dreadful.
野兽吼叫。
The enemies, the wild beasts everywhere.
圣经形容的。
This is what the scripture says.
而且旷野孤单迷失没有路。
And that sense of loneliness, lost, there is no way out.
但是旷野的经历却提供了我们单独去遇见神、经历神的机会。
But the wilderness gives us the opportunity to come and encounter God all by yourself.
所以大卫说。经过了死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害，因为他与我同在。
Because David says, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me.
而且不光只是抽象的同在，他的杖、他的竿是很具体的在引领他。
Not only does he sense that God is with him, but he feels the staff and the rod of God is leading him.
就连神用杖管教他，他都经历到神的同在。神的爱在他身上。
Even in the process of God's discipline, he sends the love of God on him.
然后第三件事情，他说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
And he says, before the presence of my enemy, you have established the feast.
仇敌是真的。
The enemy is real.
神的同在，神的祝福，神的保护也是真的。
And the protection of the Lord is equally real.
然后让我们经历在基督里得胜。在他面前享受宴席。
And when we experience the victory that we have in Christ, and we come and eat of this feast.
以赛亚书五十一章，他说：“你是谁？竟怕那必死的人。”
As Isaiah chapter 51 says, "Who are you that you are fearful of those who will die?"
怕那要变如草的世人，却忘记铺张诸天。立定地基，叫你的耶和华。
The Son of Man who will be made like grass, and you forget that the Lord your Maker.
你不用告诉我哈，你心里想一下，你现在最怕谁？
You don't need to tell me what it is, but what are you afraid of the most right now?
你不要讲，免得回家没饭吃。
You don't need to say anything. Maybe
你心里最怕谁？
You won't have dinner tonight. What are you afraid of the most? Right?
你的老板吗
？Is it your boss?
你家的另外一个老公或老婆吗？ Maybe, 中国人讲老都是表示尊重跟敬畏。
Maybe your spouse?
老师、老公、老婆、老爷、老虎、老鼠，都是很怕的。
Can't translate what he said.
不管你怕谁。
It doesn't matter what you're afraid of.
但是千万不要忘记那造你的是谁。
But don't forget your maker.
忘记了铺张诸天、立定地基、创造你的耶和华。
The Lord God who has made the heaven and the earth.
我跟你讲，所有职场的培训，我永远讲一件事情。
Every time we come and talk about how do we have a good solid career life，
不要忘了你的大老板是天上的神。
Don't ever forget that your president, your lord, your master is the Lord God。
不管你地上的老板对你多好多坏，多么不讲理，多么逼迫你， 你要知道你的老板，真正的老板是天上的神。
It doesn't matter how bad, how terrible your boss is on earth. You need to know that your true boss is in heaven.
我工作的那十二年，正好是硅谷经济最糟的那十二年。
And the 12 years that I've worked in the secular world is the time where we were at the lowest point in our economy.
经常有公司裁员。
A lot of people were laid off.
减薪。
Their salary were reduced.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord helped me to understand that my boss is Him. And I see all of my colleagues that they wouldn't leave the office until their boss has left. Unless there's something very special that comes up, when it comes to time to go home, I go home.
因为我的神是天上的神，我是侍奉神的。
Because the Lord my God is my boss, He is the one that I serve.
我最后一个工作，这个 engineering 的这个 department lead vice president 来跟我们上百个的 engineer 讲说，我连是 VP 一天都16个小时在公司，你们好不好意思比我少？
And when we had a meeting with the VP, he says, me being the VP of this company, I spend more than 16 hours a day here.How can you have less hours put in than me?
我还是下午六点钟拿着包就走，因为晚上有聚会。
Because every 6 p.m. at that 6 p.m. I will take my briefcase and I will leave because.
因为我们知道我们所侍奉的是谁。
I know who I serve.
我们知道我们的身份是君尊的祭司，我们在地上是客旅。
I know I am but the position of a royal priest. I am but a sojourner in this world.
但是并不代表我们在地上不要尽职，不要有好的表现。
It is not to say that we should not do our part and represent the Lord.
所以我辞职的时候，他几次到我办公室求我留下来，甚至放我一年假，给我全薪。
So when I submitted my resignation, he came personally to ask me to stay and even wanted to give me a year of time off.
他希望我会悔改。
And he says that I would repent.
我跟他说我不会回来的。我说这个你不了解，因为是神召我。
I said I'm sorry, I won't be coming back. You don't understand. God has called me.
他居然跟我说 I understand because I'm a Christian too.
And then he said to me, I understand. I understand what you're saying. I'm a Christian too.
要翻国语啊。他说我了解，因为我也是基督徒。
And again, he says, I understand. I'm a Christian too.
弟兄姊妹，我希望我们要认识我们的神是谁，不要忘记那铺张诸天、立定地基、创造我们的耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know the one who set forth the heavens and laid the foundation of the earth. He is the Lord our God.
所以你在圣经上一定要用信心与所听见的道调和。
And so Scripture tells us that we need to mix faith with the words we have heard.
不管神用什么话安慰你，你就盯住那个，抓住那个，靠着神刚强。
Whatever the word of God that has been given to you to comfort you, you hold on to those words to be your strength.
像穆迪，他说他人生的旅程中，诗篇56篇第三节是他头等舱的机票，说我惧怕的时候，我要依靠你。我依靠神，必不惧怕。
And our brother Moody, these are the words that he holds on to for his entire life. Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. God, I have put my trust in you.
施福真很喜欢讲一句话，他说凡为了攻击你所造成的武器，必不会被使用。
Our brother Spurgeon says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
仇敌到处想攻击我们。
The enemy greatly wants to come and attack us.
他想控告我们，他想诱惑我们，他想打击我们。所有的武器，神说，当我们在神面前对的时候，都不会被用到的。
He wants to accuse us, he wants to tempt us. Whatever weapons that he has fashioned, when we are right with God, none of those weapons will prosper.
在我们 pandemic 的期间里面，最 popular 被摄取、被引用最多的经文，大家有不同的排行榜。
And we all have different priority or orders of the verses that are most that are favorite to us during the pandemic.
像以赛亚书41章第10节就是一句，你们很多人会背，对不对？
他说：“
你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；你不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。”
Fear not, for I am with you.Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
好，另外一节经文我没有时间读了，但是我打出来，你们也是我们很熟的诗篇27篇，讲到神把我们高举在磐石之上，是仇敌打不到的地方。
Psalm 27 says that the Lord has set us high upon a rock, where the enemy cannot reach us.
讲到就算仇敌 安营攻击我们，他也不怕遭害。
And even if the enemy has set a stance around us, I will not come under harm.
所以那个磐石的照片是我们在希腊照的。
This rock was a picture that we took in Greece.
在那样一个大磐石上面有个修道院。
And we see that upon this huge rock, there is a monastery.
让我们稍微感受一点，基督是我们的磐石，怎么回事？
I discovered, so you can see the illustration. What does it mean that Christ is our rock?
仇敌在底下喊，在底下叫，在底下敲锣打鼓，你不用怕，因为他上不来。
The enemy is screaming, is shouting his threats at the bottom of this rock, but they couldn't ascend, they couldn't get up.
第三个。
Thirdly,
讲到神是我们的荣耀。
That God is our glory.
神的荣耀至高无上。
His glory, there's no one above him.
他不仅仅是我们的祝福。
Not only is he our blessing.
他不仅仅是我们最真实的保护。
Not only is the most real protection for us.
在这里讲到他要做其中的荣耀。
Here it says that he will be the glory within.
撒迦利亚讲这句话的时候，整个耶路撒冷还是一片荒凉。
Zechariah, when he spoke these words, the entire land of Israel is still in destitute.
圣殿也都没有盖起来。
The temple was not finished.
但是神应许他说，我不仅仅要做四围的火城，我要做其中的荣耀，因为我要回来住在其中。
But the Lord promised, not only will I be a wall of fire around you, I will be the glory within, because I will dwell within it.
那讲到整个城最高的价值在于神的同在，神自己的荣耀在这里。
The greatest value of the city is determined by the fact that God's glory, God Himself is in the city.
这也是我们个人、家庭和教会存在最高的价值，因为神的同在和神的荣耀在我们中间。
And this is the greatest value of the existence of our families, of our church, because God's presence, God's glory is in the midst of it.
你看，整个世界的王用尽各样的方法让我们忙。
The king of this world used all manners of means to keep us busy.
忙到一个地步，我们这个人忽略了很多重要的事情。
So busy to the extent that we forget what is most important.
弟兄姊妹，我们在 Silicon Valley 忙是脱不了的，你不可能不忙的。
Brothers and sisters, I know here in the Silicon Valley, it is very, very difficult for us not to be busy.
那神也没有叫我们不忙、懒惰。
But God did not tell us to be lazy. He wanted us to be diligent.
但是不是瞎忙。
But it is not being busy aimlessly.
忙可以成为 Silicon Valley 最关键的一个字了。
And being busy seems to be the word of the Silicon Valley.
连妈妈问那个小孩，你在干嘛呀？这跑来跑去的。
Even a mom asks the little child, "What are you doing, running around?"
连三岁的小孩都会说，妈，我在忙，你没看到吗
？The three-year kid would say, "Mom, I'm busy. Can't you see?"
他哪里懂什么叫忙？都是从爸妈口中听来的。
What does he understand of busyness? He hears it from the words of his parents.
走路快快快的，叽叽喳喳的，做这个做那个。我在忙，你没看到吗？他们知道了什么叫忙。
I'm going around, getting things done. Can't you see that I'm busy?
忙可以，但是不能盲目的。
And we can be busy, but we cannot be busy to the extent
that we are blind. 真的需要这么忙吗？
Do we really need to be so busy?
你真的需要这么怕你老板吗？
Do we really need to be so afraid of your boss?
在你解决不了的计划，这个project 的事情上，学习来依靠神。
When you come account the difficulties on your projects, learn to come and lean on the Lord.
我很多问题都是靠祷告解决的。
So many of my problems, they were resolved through prayer.
我一点不会不好意思跟你们承认，我的能力有限，但是我很感谢神，他的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
I'm more than comfortable telling you that I'm very limited, but His strength is made perfect in weakness.
在很多我根本连碰都没碰过的领域，公司叫我去做。借着祷告，神可以让我三天解决。
There are issues and the projects that I've never encountered before, but and my boss tells me to go deal with it within 3 days through prayers.
你解决了，你一点不会骄傲，因为你知道不是我。
And when you have solved it, there is no pride because you know I didn't do it.
所以我们真的需要这么忙。
Do we really need to be so busy?
你们送过车子去修吧，对不对？我想姊妹们也应该送过哈。
And I think every one of you has sent your car to the auto shop, right?
Auto shop 常常用一个东西把你车子举起来。
And they have a hydraulic lift that will lift the car up.
那如果你打动引擎
，If you turn on the engine，
让它很快速的转
，And you speed up its running speed，
那么你是架空的轮子快转呢，还是在地上轮子快转， make a big difference, 对不对?
And whether your wheels are spinning up in the air or whether it's on the ground spinning, it makes a big difference, right?
很多的时候我们转得很快，但是不着地。
A lot of times we're spinning very, very fast at very high RPMs, but it's not touching the ground.
在神的旨意、神的道路上一步都没有往前。
On the ways of the Lord, we have not made an inch.
我们忙得不得了，但是我们却没有进步。
We are so busy, but we have not improved.
一年过去了，两年过去了 ，pandemic 过去了，我们回头一看。我还是我，没有改变。
A year has gone by, 2 years gone by, the pandemic has gone by, I have not changed.
但是我们把自己放在神的路上。
But if we place ourselves on the path in the way of the Lord,
脚掌所踏，或是轮子每一圈都带领我们往前。
Everywhere you tread your feet, everywhere the tire turns, it will lead you forward.
这才是忙的价值。
This has value.
跟基督发生关系，跟神的旨意发生关系。
It has something to do with Christ. It has something to do with the will of God.
所以我们忽略了多少我们不该忽略的。
So we neglected so many things that we should not have neglected.
虽然跟神的关系是最重要不能忽略的事
our relationship with the Lord is the most important.
但是我们有很多人发现忽略了健康忽略了家人关系忽略了在主面前能够有机会在教会好好的服侍
We neglect our relationships, we neglect our health, we neglect the opportunity that we can come and serve well in the house of the Lord.
所以我一方面希望大家要有价值今天神做我们的保护成为我们的祝福
So today I want brothers and sisters to understand that we have a value in the eyes of the Lord. We are protected by the Lord.
他要成为我们的荣耀。
We are blessed by the Lord and he will be our glory.
他的荣耀因着他的同在带给我们。
His glory comes because of his presence with us.
他的荣耀因着他所赐给我们的基督让我们有份于他的荣耀。
His glory is because he has given us Christ and we are partaker of his glory.
因为唯有基督是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相。
Because Christ alone is the true image, the glory of God, the express image of God.
我们这次在纽约有人问了一个问题到底什么叫荣耀
And when we were in New York, somebody asked us the question, what exactly is glory?
荣耀只有属于神的。
Glory can only be attributed to God.
地上的人也用荣耀，其实最多是荣誉。
A lot of people want to use the same term for those things that are happening on earth.
荣耀是神，神的所事跟神的所做。
Glory is who God is and what he has done.
神所有性情的总和叫做荣耀。
And the summation of the nature of God is glory.
神的圣洁，神的能力，神的大能，神的超越，各方面加在一起，这是荣耀的神。
His holiness, his power, his eminence, all of these things summed up together is glory.
然后他的作为是他的荣耀。
And everything that he's done,displays his glory.
所以诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬神的手段。
And so the heaven declares the glory of the Lord.
看到浩瀚的宇宙，看见红海分开，看见死人复活，我们都知道这是神的荣耀。
When we see the immense of the heavens, we see the Red Sea parting, we see the dead rise, we know this is the glory of God.
所以荣耀是神的所事，神的所做。
So glory is who God is and what he has done.
但是跟我们有什么关系?
What does that have to do with us?
就是神的所事跟神的所做透过所造之物被彰显也叫荣耀。
It is that who he is and what he has done has now been seen through his creation. That is called glory.
从来没有人见过神只有父怀里的独生子把它给表明出来。
No one has ever seen God except the Son, the Son within his bosom has declared him.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
He's the express glory of God, the very image of God.
所以神应许，他不光保护，要祝福我们，保护我们，他要成为我们的荣耀。
So not only God promises that he will be our protection, but he will be our glory.
任何一个人，任何一个家，任何一个教会，能够充满神的同在，充满神的荣耀，这是至高无上的价值。
Any person, any family, any church, if it's filled with the glory of God, there's no higher glory, higher value.
因为你在地上不管拥有多少，有一天烈火都要烧掉的。
Because it doesn't matter what you possess in this world, one day they will all be consumed.
我们的学位，我们的成就，我们的房子，我们银行的存款，那天全部都烧掉。
Our degree, our status, our houses, our savings, our bank accounts, they will all be consumed.
能够留下来的，能够经过火的。
The only thing that would remain through the fire
全是在基督里我们所得着的
are all that we have laid hold of in Christ.
所以我希望在我结束今天信息的时候 我们要看见我们整个人生多么需要祝福，多么需要保护，多么需要活得有价值。
As we come to the conclusion of this message, I pray that you come to realize how we need to be blessed by the Lord, how we need the protection of the Lord, how do we need the glory of the Lord.
最大的祝福，最宝贵的祝福，最真实的保护跟至高的荣耀都在基督里给了我们。
And the greatest blessing, the greatest protection, and the greatest glory has been given to us in Christ Jesus.
我在说撒加利亚讲这句话的时候，
I want to say to you again, Zechariah, when he declared these words,
是针对一般灰心冷淡已经妥协的人。
He spoke these words to a group of people that have fallen cold, they have lost hope, and they've compromised.
是针对一些被仇敌攻击、威胁、祝福失去的神的百姓。
And they were being taunted, they were being ridiculed by their enemies.
但是神应许祝福将无可没有限量。
But God promised that my blessings without measure will come.
没有城墙可以挡得住的。
And there is no wall that can hinder you.
要恩上加恩，要多而又多。
It will be grace upon grace, more and more.
不管多到哪里，神是我们视为的火城，保护我们。
To the extent that there is so much that the only protection that it can have is the fire of wall, the wall of fire from the Lord.
神自己成为其中的荣耀。
As God Himself will be the glory within.
我们唱六百七十七首。
Would like to sing hymn 677.
我们这首诗歌应该站起来唱啊。
Can we all please rise to sing this hymn together?
充满了信心，充满了把握。
Full of hope, full of assurance.
我们地上没有城，但是我们一直都活在那个荣耀的圣城，新耶路撒冷的境界。
To recognize that perhaps we don't have a city here on earth, but there is a glorious city.That we are dwelling in the presence of God.
你要唱中文，唱英文，唱广东话，唱什么话都可以啊！大声
唱。Whatever language that you can sing in, let's sing it out loud.
心灵诚实，喜乐的心来唱。
With spirit, with a truth, with joy, come and sing before the Lord.
都是远远地望着这座城。
They saw the city from afar.
这座城是神所经营、所建造的。
It is a city that God has built.
今天神在我们中间也一样在做建造的工作。
God today is doing that building.
他要成为我们视为的火城，并做其中的荣耀。
He will be the walls of fire around us and the glory within.
希望我们为了自己、为了家、为了教会、为了这个世代，都来向神祷告。
I ask that this morning you would pray for yourselves.For your family, for this church, and for this generation.
让我们能够真正脱离仇敌的网络。
That every day we may really be set free from the trickery of the evil.
活在神的保护中。
That we are under the protection of the Lord God.
活在神的赐福里。
That we are in the bounty of the Lord.
更是在这里来彰显神的荣耀。
That we may give forth.And shine forth the glory of God.
我们有一些祷告，弟兄姊妹可以简短的中文、英文都可以简短的带我们祷告。
I encourage you to lead us in a word of prayer. Whether it's English or Chinese, we just pray before the Lord God this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
面前啊，有荣耀的事乃是指着你说的。
Amen.
是的，西安的子民啊，都要来到神的圣城，主啊，我们要把荣耀感谢来归给你。
Amen.
是的，神的保护，神的祝福都在我们当中。
Amen.
是的，愿每一个家庭，每一个儿女，一生都走在你荣耀的道路上。祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣
名。Amen. Unless the Lord builds the house.They labor in vain who build it.
Amen.
Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
Amen.
Lord God, we thank you, we praise you this morning. Oh Lord, with assurance, oh Lord, we come to know that we've been placed upon a rock.
Amen.
The rock of ages, the rock that cannot be shaken.
Amen.
Oh Lord, that we are surrounded, we are covered by the walls of fire that is around us.Oh, Lord Jesus, that you would open our eyes that we may see. We may see that we are beloved of the Lord. We are as the apple of your eyes.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that we are dear to you. We are loved by you. Oh, Lord Jesus, that we rest assured in you.
Amen.
So, Father God, we would cry out, we would declare, we would say, Oh, Lord, not only are you around us, but, Oh, Lord God, shine.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, magnify. Oh, Lord, that the world needs to see.They too need to run into the pavilion of the Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we pray that yes, as a city upon a hill,
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, so set forth your house, your church, your people to be different and to be set apart. God, may we know.
Amen.
May we know.
Amen.
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为神已经给他们预备了一座城。
Oh, so we can 这样举起得胜的。
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
虽然我们处在一个动荡万变的世界。
Yes, we live in a time where all things change and all things are shakeable.
但是耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远不改变。
But oh Lord Jesus, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神在我们身上的呼召，荣耀的旨意也永远不改变。
Oh Lord, your call, your eternal purpose in our lives, they will never change.
谢谢你让我们有份于你给我们的恩典。
Lord, we thank you that we are partakers of the grace and the blessings you have.
我们更感谢你让我们有份于你的荣耀。
But we bless you even more because we are partakers of your glory.
因为凡称为你名下的子民是为着你的荣耀所创造所造作所做成的。
Because all those who are called by your name, they were formed for your glory. They were made for you.
但愿我们在座的我们每个家我们的教会众教会无论生无论死能够让基督在我们身上照常显大。
We pray for every individual, every family, our church, every church throughout the world, that whether life or by death, Christ, oh, you be magnified.
因为在我们里面的比世界的更大。
Because he that is in us is greater than that of this world.
因为基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
把在难处中的弟兄姊妹、大人、孩子在这里的在远处的我们都交在你的手中。
We particularly commit all of our brothers who are in trials and difficulties, whether young or old, near or far, we commit them into your hands.
你怎样借着撒迦利亚安慰了那些灰心软弱冷淡退后的百姓，你今天一样来安慰我们。
Just as you use Zacharias to encourage those whose faith has fallen, oh Lord, that you would come and encourage us today.
让我们重新抬起头来带着荣耀的盼望我们继续走你给我们预备的道路。
That we will once again lift up our heads. We will walk in this path of glory and the path that you will lead us forth.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.